You are listening to the Carolinas Christian Voice, 100.9 The Cross. Each week at this time, we have a conversation with faculty and staff members at Robison Community College in Lumberton, North Carolina. Today, I am joined by Ronald Oxendine. He is the Director of Customized Training, CDL, and the Lineman Program at RCC. So let's get started and say good afternoon to Ronald. How are you this afternoon, sir?
I'm fine, Mr. Mark. I hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. And as we begin, could you please tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe tell us about the electrical lineman program at Robison Community College?
Be more than glad to do so. Well, as the director of the program, I get to oversee the ins and outs of day-to-day activities that occur with the electrical lineman program. But as also, I'd like to also put a plug in for customized training and for the CDL program also. But for concentrating on the electrical lineman program, it's an opportunity, an exciting opportunity for students who have graduated high school and getting ready to consider lineman career or opportunities in the utility industry as a career choice. It's one of the most growing programs and growing career opportunities in this area of North Carolina right now.
Well, very good. I'm talking this afternoon with Ronald Oxendine, the Director of Customized Training, CDL and Lineman Program at Robison Community College. And I understand there's an electrical lineman rodeo. I was hoping you could tell us all about that and the purpose of the rodeo.
Thank you, Mark, for asking the question. As we look at the lineman program, one of the activities that we try to do is invite industry leaders from across our region, from as far away as Little Washington, North Carolina, to the Aberdeen, Duke Power, and other companies to come and take a look at what the students are actually learning on a day-to-day classroom setting. And then in the poll situation with the alignment poll program, what we do there is we allow the students to showcase themselves with several different events. One of those events happens to be the Hurt Man Rescue, and then how to safely get up the pole, secure themselves, and then take care of working to get the person who is on the line down. Another one is the cross arm insulator change out, where that we move an insulator from one side of the pole to the other. And one of the most exciting events is an egg climb, where that the climber will be actually putting on his PPE gear, ascending the pole, holding on to the bucket with the egg in his hand, taking it up in his bucket, and then as he comes down, he takes the egg out of his bucket and then puts it in his mouth, and as he walks, comes down the line. So it's sort of an exciting opportunity for them just to showcase their abilities as they go through the lineman rodeo.
Well, very good. Sounds exciting. And I'm curious, you told us about the event, but who are the participants in the electrical lineman rodeo?
Well, each of the students, Mark, in the program get to participate in each one of the activities. And there are four major activities. The last one that I didn't speak about was the barrel fuse change out. And each one of the students participate in that event. And they're timed, and it's part of their grading system and then overall grade for the class. So each student will have the opportunity to participate in every event to showcase not only just the best students, but show the whole student range of what they've actually been able to learn during the 12 weeks that they're in class.
My guest this afternoon is Ronald Oxendine, the Director of Customized Training, CDL, and Lineman Program at Robison Community College in Lumberton, North Carolina. Now, I know you had the electrical lineman graduation. Could you tell us more about that? Also, share any inspirational stories and tell us about the job outlook for this year's graduates.
Well, every one of our students have the opportunity, they go through the 12-week program, end up with a certification that is recognized through the North Carolina Community College system. And with that in mind, it allows individuals to be assured, especially those professionals out there or the folks who own the utility industry, to be assured that what we are teaching is in line with what they also were asking our students to have a basis in. So we are graduating about 18 students, and we're hoping to increase our class size this coming year to 24 for the next couple of classes to see if that will work. But the prospect for employment is very good. As part of the Lineman Rodeo, we do invite those industry leaders in our area to come out and to see the students. And this past time we had several of those who were taking notes on individuals as they showcased themselves and their abilities to handle the strenuous tasks that were before them. So it just helps us to be able to see that the student that we're encouraging to compete at the rodeo also is a good candidate for a position in whatever company might be interested in hiring at that time. The outlook is really solid for employment in the lineman industry at this time.
With that in mind, could you please tell us about some of the career opportunities that are available for graduates in this field, and how is RCC working with potential employers to support job placement?
Well, Mark, thanks again for asking that question, because as we look at the lineman industry, we know that electricity and new line work and or maintaining the industry lines are very important to keeping the lights on each and every day. So there is always groundwork that needs to be taken care of, maintenance of poles, maintenance of electrical utility lines. All of those things are extremely, extremely important. And to have that system and to keep it maintained requires a large number of individuals in the field. It is an industry that is growing because there's more younger folks who are in the 18 to 25 or 18 to 30 age group that are coming into the program right now, and it is considered to be a very advantageous career. The income potential is extremely good, and it's especially good for those individuals who are willing to go outside their local area and who want to travel or be on storm crews, who are able to work with industry in other states. But career opportunity-wise, you may start as a lineman and then move up into a supervisory position, and or you may even consider something new, Mark, that we're beginning to talk a little bit about here, and that is a substation opportunity. We are planning in the very near future to open up a substation class very similar to the electrical lineman class. That's also going to be a 12 to 14 week program, and just to meet another need for what our local industry folks are seeing is a great opportunity for students.
This afternoon, I'm talking with Ronald Oxendine, the Director of Customized Training, CDL and Lineman Program at Robinson Community College. And I'm curious, what's in the future for the Electrical Lineman Program at RCC?
Well, our next class, upcoming class, is going to be starting very soon. We have a class that's beginning in June. I think it's June 8th, and that'll be cohort number 4 for us with 24 students. Matter of fact, letters of acceptance have already been mailed to those individuals. And if you are interested, the next climbing class, which will be beginning September, will be back online with the registration online going forward. We will not have a wait list going forward. So people can apply online after this cohort for cohorts 5 and going forward. Cohort 4, though, is filled up already, and we are just excited about this new class of students that's getting ready to come in and start learning all the things about the electrical lineman industry. This field is growing, and we want to be a part of it.
Very good. Now, if someone listening wanted to learn more about this or maybe enroll in the program, how would they go about doing that?
Please contact me, Mark. Have them call the RCC Workforce Development Office. My telephone number, 910-272-3691. Or you can reach me at my email address, which is roxendine@robison.edu.
Well, as we wrap things up this afternoon, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think, Mark, as we look at the future for the electrical lineman, the future is very bright. Our success rate in students getting jobs was almost 92% in the previous class, cohort number 2. Cohort 3 is just now getting their applications out there and into the marketplace. There were several in the class who graduated this past Thursday who already had job offers in hand and were going to work on Monday morning. So I believe that the future is bright, and with the training that the students are getting here, they're getting the ground basis, or they're getting their introduction into that program, and these employers will be able to take these students and mold them and encourage them to continue to grow in this job opportunity.
Well, very good. I've been talking this afternoon with Ronald Oxendine, the Director of Customized Training, CDL, and Lineman Program at Robinson Community College. And Ronald, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate being able to talk a little bit about the Lineman Program. Let's go RCC. Get those applications in, get those tuition and fees paid, and so we can continue with making this program one of the best in the state.
Well, that's Ronald Oxendine, the Director of Customized Training, CDL and Lineman Program at Robinson Community College. Have a great afternoon, sir.
Thank you, Mark. Have a blessed day, too.